It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome. It's a Taco Tuesday, May 17th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. I'm going to tell you a little bit of action going on today. The Diamondbacks and the Dodgers are playing two games, but it's not a doubleheader. There's actually going to be a break in between, a few hours. So the first game is at 12:10. The second game is at 7:10. Why they don't start at the top of the hour, I don't know. You know, but you know, it's baseball. And they come back tomorrow and play again at 12:10. Then on Thursday, they take on the Cubs at 4:40. Friday at 11:20. Why not 11:10? I don't know. Then the Rangers take on the... we have that game. That's a playoff game. The New York Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes at 4:30. And those games can be heard on our sister station, KNTR Talk 94.3 or 100.5. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're growing in service area. When do they come to your area? Well, the best thing you can do is go on to TWNcom.com/Mojave. And you can find all that updated information. You can put in your information. They'll tell you when they plan to come to your area. Or you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can stop by their new offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamour Inn in Bullhead City. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and food. That's right. We have three restaurants. The Island Kitchen Experience. The Daniels Restaurant. And Unique Eatery. And then there's the snacks. You know, if you want ice cream, they're open over in the corner. And other sweets. Upstairs, clothing stores, the boots, sports items, the sunglasses, chocolate, to movies. That's right, the theater's open again. On the front of the building, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and a bar. Check us out at the mall. Pro Fit Kitchen. Yeah, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall just started their second year. That's right, they just had their anniversary on Friday. I don't know if anyone took Eric a birthday cake or not. You have to be a healthy one. Check out their website for their specials for their anniversary. And you can also order meal prep solutions at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. Now into the studio. And a guest for the first time in the studio, Ron Foggin, who is the city manager of Kingman, Arizona. Welcome to the program, sir. How are you?
Thank you. Well, good morning.
Yeah. You get to come down here. Did you have to loosen up your tie? It's a little warm down here.
Well, I probably should have. It is a bit warmer here than in Kingman.
Yes, and when you get ready to leave, it'll even be warmer because it'll be after 11, and our town does warm up a little bit.
Yeah, I always hope my car gets over the hill.
So how's our world in Kingman these days?
It's exciting. A lot happening in Kingman. We're busy doing a lot of different things.
Development-wise, are you starting to see businesses calling and saying, oh, we saw this little chunk of land? And
yeah, so our economic development team is very active. We get a lot of calls each week, both on the retail side, kind of the commercial side, and then our industrial park out at the airport is just hopping. A lot happening out there, a lot of square footage going up, a lot of jobs available. Really hoping that we have the opportunity to develop more as we look to release another 1,800 acres of property on the other side of the airport. So ED-wise, you know, we are very busy. And there are a number of commercial folks looking around at property. Obviously, we've got a lot of interest in what's happening with our traffic interchanges.
Right. Because you got some off-ramps coming your way.
Yeah. Major. Yeah. Someone was mentioning to me that we're not going to be really popular for travelers over the next few years with the TI work that's happening.
That's not accurate, I don't think, because most of it's going to be off the freeway. I mean, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Of course, they're just interruptions.
Oh, yeah.
aren't appreciated.
I know. But look to the future. When the off ramps are complete, and the infrastructure is in place, what kind of time frame are you looking at? Do you know?
I wish I could answer that question more specifically. There's three major traffic interchanges in some process right now. Of course, the West BLTI project. That project is scheduled and. ADOT, that's an ADOT project that will improve how people stay or come from, go to and from Las Vegas through Kingman. And that project's actually set for construction in fiscal year 24.
Okay.
So it's in design and final work is happening with that one.
Which you almost have to laugh at because they just changed that whole intersection, didn't they?
A little bit. I mean,
a couple of years ago?
Certainly not enough to stop traffic. You know, obviously, when you come over the hill, and before you can even get over the hill, you're dead stop traffic.
Oh, yeah. Right? It backs way up.
It's really the bottleneck that was happening back in the time when Boulder City, you had to drive through Boulder City, right?
Right.
Now that happens in Kingman. Even more so than it did in the past. So that project's really going to be integral to getting traffic to move through. I think our challenge is trying to get people to come visit our historic downtown.
Right.
And all the great things that are happening in our downtown instead of just passing by now. That's going to be our challenge.
And, you know, one of the biggest things that you did, was you let the restaurants kind of build out into the street during the pandemic when people were saying, I don't want to eat indoors.
Right.
You said to the restaurants, well, just take our traffic lane and build there.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yep.
And it's been fabulous.
Yeah. It has worked really well. We have been working on a downtown streetscape project, and that design is at 95%, and we're just getting ready to look for a contractor to build that. So we're actually going in fiscal year 23, which starts July 1st.
Right.
We'll actually be working on redoing Beale Street. It'll be widening sidewalks, narrowing the road itself so it's pedestrian safe, a lot more safety there. There'll be bump outs, improved landscaping. And that project will be, at least phase one, will be from 3rd Street to 5th Street on Beale Street. And so those parklets is the thing, that's what we call them, the things that are out in the street allowing restaurants. The restaurants will be able to come out onto actual sidewalks and have outside dining still.
Ah.
And so those parklets will go away and be replaced with what we're calling a kind of an entertainment zone area.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That's big steps.
It's huge steps.
It's expensive steps.
Yeah. Everything these days are expensive.
But when you start talking about moving lanes and widening sidewalks, that becomes very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of expenses, let's take a few minutes and talk about the budget, because this is the time of year that every city, county, and everybody else is starting to look at numbers.
Yep.
And every department head is coming to you saying, do I get an extra 10%, Ron? Do I get an extra 12%, Ron?
Yeah.
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 How's the process going so far?
Well, you know, the process is going well. It's smooth. the process takes a long time. You know, for Kingman, we've actually been working on the budget since October of last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So the process internally goes on for quite some time. And in that process, you know, departments are gathering information on everything from are they going to be able to operate daily on the funds that they were given? You know, do they need more personnel? What's their capital project request? All of that is, like I said, they started working on that October, November of last year.
Right.
In combination with that is our annual citizen survey, where we're looking for input from the citizens. We hold a yearly council retreat where we review the citizen survey results and redo or update our strategic plan. So there's a whole bunch of steps. We're actually in kind of the final final home stretch,
right,
if you will, with the budget.
Time.
We just had the budget workshop with the council last week,
okay.
And we will have the tentative budget for the first meeting in June. And then the final budget will be adopted at the second meeting in June, and then we'll go into effect July 1st.
And all of your department managers, your roads and your parks and your building and your fire chief and police chief and economic development and all these departments, mm-hmm. they're all meeting with you throughout this time,
yep.
to get an idea how much they get to spend, basically.
Right, correct.
Or what percentage can they go from last year's number up or down.
Right.
So police and fire always want more people, and equipment. I mean, fire trucks are $1 million a piece now.
Yeah, or more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're probably not buying too many of those.
You know, so I have to say that, you know, all of my departments they work together and they try to understand not only their department, but what's happening in the entire community.
Okay.
So, of course, there's requests for personnel from all my departments, not just fire and police. Obviously, we're a little more sensitive to fire and police.
Right.
But I would say that it has been a really good conversation with regards to personnel, operating costs, and of course, capital. My fire department actually just got a brand new ladder truck.
Oh.
That we challenged them to find one that had been kind of a demo, and we saved $250,000 on that. And then
that's a chunk of change to save.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
And they've got this great apparatus. It just came into town the 1st of May. We're really
okay.
excited to put that in service. It'll go into service 1st of June. And then the fire department, based on their success with that, actually started doing some research on refurbishing trucks. And they have a truck that just needs, you know, kind of be updated.
Right.
And there's a company out of Vegas that specializes in refurb fire trucks, and so for about between $250,000 and $300,000, we're going to basically get a brand new fire truck.
Compared to a million. And so. I think a lot of departments are looking at that.
Yeah.
You know, which works well in the fire service. In the police department, you just wear out vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's
there's
not
no
going to
work
for
taking a police car and saying, yeah. "Oh, let's put a new back seat in."
Yeah, the challenge for the police department has been the supply chain of vehicles,
right?
And they've been really scrounging to keep their vehicles running. I know my fleet department has just, you know, kind of been looking in every nook and cranny for parts and
right.
to keep these police vehicles on the road. They've done a great job, but the supply chain for police vehicles has been a real challenge.
And I think they've kind of found out that the little Ford Explorer was not the best way to go after all.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been the challenge for the police department. You know, back in the day, it was cars and was
right.
it the Caprice Classic, and they, you know, Chevy did away with that. And then we were going to do, you know, the Ford police vehicle, and then they stop doing that. You know, just it's kind of a revolving door on what works for police.
Yeah, because Ford got into the Crown Vics, and they were blowing up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a time
when someone
for that.
Hit one of them, yeah. All of a sudden it was a problem.
Yep.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. We'll tackle your questions and come up with an answer for you.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun, and do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pets 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call the people crazy about pets. Pets 5150, 928-577-7390. Treat your dog, 928-577-7390.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, open 7 days a week. Yes, breakfast, lunch, and dinner available all day long. You can get a burger at 6:15 in the morning, and you can pancakes at 5 minutes to 10 at night. Yes. Then there's the bakery. Oh, you take home fresh bakery items, you know, cookies. The chocolate chip cookies are so good. Oh, anyways, let me read here. Muffins, slice of pie. You can also take home a whole pie if you want. Or chocolate overload cake, chocolate peanut butter drop, and raspberry lemon drop. And don't forget Fish Fridays, all you can eat. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for the tri-state area. Residents and visitors, a 24-hour emergency room if you need it. A chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7 and cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-CARE, 928-763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yeah. Are the comfort tools in your home and business all tuned up for the summer? Are they working for you? Well, if not, give them a call, 758-2400. And they'll come run, and they can take care of your thermostats, your AC, your swamp coolers, and get you nice and cool all summer long. 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? Go up there for lunch today. Yeah. The grill at Laughlin Ranch. You can look over the greens while you eat. You can have steaks and pastas and sandwiches and salads and burgers. And plus, they have a happy hour each evening. dine in, or carry out. The public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. Check out the entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. We're going to start this minute off with a caller. Caller, do you have, oh, they hung up. It's probably a robocall. Mm. We get those too. We were talking about the budget, and are you pleased with the process so far? Has everybody played well in the sandbox, and or have you had that one director that goes, "I gotta have this, I gotta have it"?
You know, that's a great question, and I think there's, you know, that's great for movies and TV. But to be honest with you, my leadership team really works hard to understand what's happening in their department as well as what's happening in other people's departments, and so I would say that, you know, everybody's played well in the sandbox.
Good.
There's not people asking for 30 things and hoping to get two.
Okay.
You know,
good.
That.
Good. So, do you know what kind of budget you're going to be presenting in June?
Yeah.
Right around.
Right around the total budget as presented will be just under $300 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How's that compared to last year?
It's up about $20 million.
Oh, okay. All right. But it's only up because your finance director has told you that tax revenue and grants and everything else can give you that 20.
That, correct. Well, it's a right. balance. It has to be a balanced budget.
Right.
Right. And so revenues, whatever those revenues are, contributions, grants,
yes.
whatever, mm-hmm. have to meet the expenditures. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Caller, did you have a question? Caller.
Yes, I got a quick. Yes, I got a question for your guest there. Actually, I got two questions, if I could ask them, and then I'll hang up so I can hear the answer.
Okay, go right ahead.
I was wondering with the streetscape plan that's going downtown on Beale Street, if those cargo containers that are in front of the businesses, if those are going to go away, because they actually take up a lot of parking space down there. Sometimes when I go down there, I have a hard time finding a place to park, and those take up a lot of space down there. And my other question is there's a big hazardous dump area next to Bash's over on Andy Devine, Route 66. And I was wondering if the city's doing anything about trying to get that cleaned up, because it's pretty unsightly when you drive by there. So I will hang up and listen for your answer, and I appreciate all that you do for the city of Kingman.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you for the calls.
Yeah, good questions.
And so we kind of talked about that a minute ago,
yeah.
But the parking.
So the parklets, that's the what we refer to as the seating areas, the extension of the restaurants. Those are going away as part of the streetscape. We understood that those are going to, that when they were put in, they were going to eat up parking.
Right.
And you know, with the new streetscape, parking will be returned and the sidewalks will be widened, so we'll get kind of best of both worlds on that.
So they'll still be able to have some seating out on the wide sidewalks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then, berm that Bash's put on their property between the Maverick and their store, they basically put that berm in because they wanted to stop people from driving across that property. I don't know that they've been overly successful, but that's
there's a lot of four-wheel drive vehicles in Kingman.
Yeah. Well. They're, you know, people kind of cheating from the Maverick and went, oh, I forgot a gallon of milk and I want to go over to Bash's, and they didn't want to pull back out onto Route 66, right? And so that was Bash's attempt to create a berm. It's something that we don't necessarily like, and we have been working with Bash's to have that go away.
Okay.
So with the new ownership of Bash's, hopefully we'll be successful with that.
Oh, okay. So Bash's changed hands?
They did. They were. They actually became part of a little bit larger independent grocer.
Oh, okay.
Chain, so
the days of Eddie Bash owning it is long gone.
Yeah. Great group there. Went to their. They remodeled the inside of the store.
Good.
And went to that ribbon cutting. And it just what they've done inside and what they're offering is wonderful.
Ribbon cuttings keep you busy?
Those are the fun things, right? I'd love to have, go to a whole bunch more.
Yeah, Becky texted you and said, don't forget to be here at 2 o'clock.
Exactly, or, yeah. Exactly. Or my ED team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So. They're a part of them, too, usually.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another break, half past the hour. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have Leslie and Destiny in here talking about photography. And then after that, Matt Hem is going to be here talking about Barron Services. So hopefully you'll join us tomorrow. Also, Paula Boy's coming up after the top of the hour. And then we got Sean Hannity in here. Yeah, stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more. Chicago with a long intro here. Yeah, almost 47 seconds. Time for me to tell you there's a Kingman Blood Drive today from 9 to 1 at the Moose Lodge, 1704 Moose Lodge. Call Vitalant if you have questions, 877-258-4825.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my watch, yeah.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafire, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, rated 4 stars by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize every inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include a post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. They do installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, your whole backyard with landscaping and everything, and then complete installation with landscaping. And there's an owner on the job every day. Experts in pest solutions and the products they use can be used in commercial or residence, and they're safe for your pets and your children. That's the best part. Call Barron's now, 928-758-5499, or you can wait 24 hours and he'll be in the studio. Pet 5150. I just watched one of their videos last night on Facebook. The dog's running around. The dogs think it's Disneyland. They're renaming it. You know, they go there. People leave their dogs there for the day and pick them up on the way home, and the pets just have a blast. They got all these little pools outside. The dogs can run in and out of them. And then there was somebody with a hose yesterday hosing them down in the videos. And it's daycare, complete boarding, and dog bathing. And I mean, they'll actually give your dog a bath if you want. Plus, it's a spa, so check it out. It's like a dog park, inside and outside. The dogs run in and out, and they're having a blast. Check out the videos on Facebook. Book your dog today. Call 928-577-7390. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, well, Chad Hansen has money, yes. Yeah, if you're looking for a vacation home, he's got money for you. If you're looking for a pool or an add-on or refi, call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. He's got so much money, he had to build a vault. It started off the size of Dot Foods, and now it's the size of the Pentagon, underground. If you know somebody in planning and zoning in Havasu, don't bring it up. Also, you go in, you sit down at his desk, you fill out some paperwork, you know, for a loan, and a couple of pieces of paper, takes 10 minutes, and all of a sudden you look, he's not at his desk anymore. His chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault, and he gets your cash, and he puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call Chad. Get some of his money. 928-288-2691. All right. I don't think you have enough money to cover your budget, though.
Well, it sounds like a great place.
Yeah, but I don't think he's got your kind of money. $30 million, huh? Yeah. $300 million. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's a big vault. He might have it. So, the biggest chunk is fire and police?
In the general fund, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, obviously, public safety it's not only equipment intensive, it's personnel intensive.
Right.
And
right.
They definitely take a lot of the general fund money and they run 24/7. So.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. Now, are they starting to fill all their positions? Because I know frequently nowadays in public safety, it seems like nobody wants to work there.
Well, yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, and that's, you know, that continues to be kind of the problem across Arizona, across the United States.
Yeah.
The great resignation. You know?
The great resignation.
We're running a number of empty positions. We've been searching for positions in all of our departments there's some that have been open for well over a year,
yeah,
and no candidates for them. I would say that in the fire department, we're doing pretty well. The big challenge these days is law enforcement.
And the national news doesn't help that.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, and we really have a fantastic department that is dedicated to community policing, but every time there's bad news,
yeah,
you know, with regards to law enforcement or police action, people just get a little bit more jaded.
Right.
So
and it's interesting because in Mojave County, all the agencies, I mean, from DPS to the sheriff's office and the tribal police departments and the three main, Kingman, Bullhead, and Havasu, we're fortunate we don't have those issues,
yeah,
that you see on the TV news every night. We don't have the shootings. We don't have the George Floyd or incidents of, sure, everybody hires somebody who somehow turns out to be a bad apple. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, I think our police departments are small enough that bad apple gets early attention,
yep,
and gets resolved,
yep,
before it makes the news.
Well, and I think you bring up a good point, and that, you know, the fact that the City of Kingman Police Department is accredited, that accreditation process and the vetting for employees when they're hired, go through the, you know, post, that the expectations and what we're expecting of those people are, you know, if you're not cutting it within our culture of community policing,
right,
you're out, right?
And you're going to find that early on,
yep,
before he or she becomes a bad apple,
yep,
and before they make either a mistake or a judgment that doesn't comply,
right.
And so I think that's what, you know, we're fortunate to live in Mojave County.
Agreed.
And the smaller areas. In Laughlin here, they started painting the utility boxes. Have you noticed that?
I saw that when I drove in.
Have you thought about that? That's not a bad idea?
I've always liked it as a community project. It's fun. If you're dealing with a lot of graffiti, it's usually a great way to deal with graffiti. You see it in bigger communities. It's not something that we've talked about in Kingman.
Huh.
But it's stuff that I notice. I can't go on vacation without looking at roads.
Oh, of course. You have to.
Utility boxes, it makes me weird.
your family loves going on vacation with you.
Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Look, Dad, there's a traffic light. It's blinking.
They'll make fun of me for it.
Oh, I'm sure. What about major projects in next year's budget? Are you got some big things in there you're looking at doing in the city?
Yeah. Well, so the traffic interchanges, obviously,
right.
those are big. We're working on, so we've been successful writing trail grants, and we've got another grant from the state parks folks for an addition to our White Cliffs Trail that we just did a ribbon cutting on not too long ago. That project will happen this fall, where it'll add, the parks director's gonna be mad at me, a number of miles to that trail. It's really the ultimate goal for that trail is connect our downtown, so that you could hike from downtown over the kind of the White Cliffs.
Wow.
Into the uptown part.
How cool.
Yeah, it's a cool project.
That's a hike.
Yeah. It's a cool hike.
Yeah.
And so.
So you've been told.
I've done it. So I've actually lived it.
Oh,
and
good.
And so we're going to continue working.
Because you have a lot of trails.
Yeah. Well, we want a lot more because part of Kingman, you know, we're interested in building our tourism economy, which is already big with Route 66. We want people to have a reason to not only come and visit Route 66, but to stay and mountain bike, hike. And so, you know, we've done a lot of improvement to the Fort Beale Trail, which is right next to Monolith Gardens, and then the White Cliffs Trail that's not too far off of that. So, I mean, a person that's interested in mountain biking or hiking in the high desert, they could do that for a couple of days. And
my friend, Dr. Sarah Knievel, I don't know if you know her.
I know her.
She rides your trails.
Yeah.
And walks them and runs them and everything else.
Yep.
And she puts them on this app that we use.
Yep.
And you can see where she's gone and everything. And I walk the trail here in Laughlin, and I get, oh, man, look at the trail. Look at all the turns and curves and everything else. And then I think she's walking past big old trees, and I'm walking past lizards.
Yeah, well, it's different.
She's doing a lot of PR for you, and you don't even know it.
That's awesome. Much appreciated.
Yeah, exactly. Wastewater and water. You have both as a city?
Yep, we do.
Same as Bullhead now.
Yep, same as Bullhead.
Well, yeah, Bullhead now owns the water system, but I think we thought we were buying a water system, and we got taken for a ride. But anyways, that's
I'll let Toby answer that question.
Yeah, Toby his department there, they have to worry about all that.
Yeah.
But how's your systems?
So our systems are actually doing well. We're, you know, the city over time has spent the money needed. There's places where it gets older, and obviously we've got money budgeted to take care of older areas of line, and those are budgeted each and every year, and we try to tackle older lines, because you can either spend the money repairing them or upgrading them, and a lot of times we spend time repairing them, so
right.
We want to do less of that. We're actually been working on converting meters to radio read meters. One of the things that we're concentrating on in Kingman is water conservation and efficiency, and we just went through a water efficiency and conservation study. So we're replacing old meters with radio read meters that detect leaks and notify you immediately. So pretty excited about those going in. On the sewer side, probably the big project that we've been working on for the last couple of years is putting water back into our aquifer. And so that project is due to come online. That will put about 1.2 million gallons a day back into the aquifer.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, we're interested in sustainability of our aquifer,
right,
and making sure that there's water for many generations to come. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah.
But it all takes money.
Yeah. It does.
But you have a grant administrator?
I do. Yeah. Actually, a new position that we were able to put in and put into place last year and fill. It's actually, we thought that that position was going to go unfilled for a while, but we got a great lady that works for grant administration for us and is learning the position quickly. And so, yeah.
I'll let Toby know.
Yeah, please do.
He might want to steal them. Yeah, no, he's got one. But they're valuable because with a grant comes all kinds of T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted.
You have no
you don't
idea.
Get someone who just says, oh, here's $1 million for your trail.
Yeah.
You've got to supply them with what you did and how many people use it and everything else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's the pre-work, there's the work during the construction, and then there's the after-action grant work that happens. And that, you know, we have CDBG that we have to
right.
take care of, which is a never-ending supply of paper.
Yeah, they all come with strings attached.
Yeah, they do. Some a little less than others.
Yeah, but they all want to know that where their money went and that it was used wisely.
Can't blame them.
Yeah. I mean, if you give some money to somebody for a purpose, you want to make sure it was used for that purpose.
Yep.
And you didn't give a college student, you know, $20,000 and he went out and bought a new car.
Right.
You got to make sure that it's used for the purpose that it was needed for.
Correct.
Your streets, are they in pretty decent shape? Or do you do in Bullhead, they do a 5-year plan and they've kind of rated every street.
Yep.
Do you have the same type of system?
Yeah, so it's the PCI or the Pavement Condition Index is what you're referring to. I would say that our pavement, our PCI is in the down. Declining, and we've definitely budgeted for a large contribution from our general fund to work on streets. Now, what we currently have budgeted, we'll be able to work on arterial and collectors.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, there's not enough street money or enough money to do the residential areas, and so that's something that we're working on for our funding source.
Now, on the north end of town, you've got some residential streets that are dirt, or are those county?
So throughout the community, as it's developed, there are some dirt roads that were allowed to happen as part of development. They're in the city, you know, they are in the city,
right,
for sure.
Is there a long-term plan for those
those dirt roads, the way they currently exist, would really require the property owners on those roads to come together and do a financing,
yeah,
as a group to get those roads paved. The roads those are part of our inventory, but it's not part of our plan to currently pave any of the dirt roads.
Is there quite a few?
I don't know how many lane miles of dirt road we have. I don't think it's a lot,
yeah,
but it's definitely inside.
At least it keeps the traffic moving slow.
You'd hope so. It's got to be really, you know, dust control and stuff.
Yeah.
And we do take care of those roads, but I mean, dirt.
There's always so much you can do.
Roads,
yeah,
right?
Dirt road's a dirt road. Yeah. There's not unless you pave it, and that's very expensive.
Yep.
So they could do an improvement district.
Yeah, exactly, a road improvement district.
And the city would participate in that somehow?
We would try to. We actually have a sidewalk program right now where we participate, and that would be something that we'd anticipate if someone wanted to do something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe you need to go talk to somebody in the neighborhood and get them fired up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's how you do a block grant, and here's how you do this, and here's how you do that,
yep,
and do an improvement district. And yeah, okay. All right, let's take a break. And if you've got questions, grab your phone, 702-298-1063. You heard a gentleman call in with two questions, and he got them both answered. Yours can be answered, too, right here. Something else going on. There's an anniversary ribbon cutting at D-flat Thursday night at 4 o'clock in Bullhead.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the dream.
Memories of 2020 bring stress. In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice, relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Mojave Electric is proud to announce our new program, Mojave Charged. At MEC, we understand the increasing number of electric vehicles on the road will drive the need for residential and commercial charging stations. A $1,000 residential rebate and $2,500 commercial rebate are available for each qualifying member. To learn more, contact our energy management specialist at 928-763-1100 or at our website, mojaveelectric.com.
Vroom, vroom.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hello, Needles, California. Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I'm pleased to announce that the state of California has graciously granted us a license to lend in your area. You no longer will be held hostage by the high interest rates and fees of the big box mortgage shops. Mojave Mortgage can now provide you the same great customer service that we've brought to your neighboring communities for the past 5 years. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS 1830581.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
If you want over 100 business owners and leaders to notice your business on June 4th, then be sure to purchase a custom-made T-sign for the first annual Big Horn Scramble hosted by Mojave Community College at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. 100% of your donation goes to the new MCC Collegiate Sports Men's and Women's Soccer Program. The T-signs are just $100. Don't miss out. Send an email today to sunriserotaryaz@gmail.com. That's sunriserotaryaz@gmail.com. Our students appreciate you.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by East West Financial Services. Oh, yeah. Are you thinking about retirement planning? Well, East West Financial Services can help you. He specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection. Call Jack Mafar. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Bullhead City and Kingman. Call him at 928-888-9828. You go in, sit down with him, and he goes, questions are free. Come in, sit down, let's talk. Yeah, so give him a holler. 928-888-9828. Walker Service Electric. Walker Electricians, oh, they're all over Mojave County. They wake up in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Havasu every day and go to work. And all the valleys in between, you know. Fort Mojave, Golden Shores, Golden Valley, Topoc, even Yucca. Yeah. So if you need an electrician, call 928-718-9444. Ken makes sure his electricians are out there every day, waiting to help you in your home, your business, new construction, Highline Power, whatever it might be. You heard Assistant Chief Scott Neal with the Bullhead Fire Department mention a couple weeks ago that they're building Fire Station 2. Yeah, the electrical contractor on Fire Station 2. And the general contractor is from Phoenix. But he's using a local people. You can too. 928-718-9444. Available 24/7. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you like to save money? Get that co-op connection card. Yeah, you can save money all over Bullhead City. Mattress Land, two locations. Colorado River Eye Care.
Dandy's Donuts, the Boys and Girls Club Thrift Store, three locations. Bullhead Vape Shop, IHOP. Yeah. Just go to the MEC offices on Hancock Road and pick yours up today. They're free. Just put the little key bob on your chain and your keychain and show it wherever you go and save money. Questions, call 928-763-1100. All right, we got 4 minutes left here. Mr. Manager, anything special you want to get out there that you want the citizens of Kingman to know?
Wow, that's a big question. Yeah, you know, I guess kind of the wrap up, we in Kingman are just seeing great things happening, and it really is all about livability in our community. What are we doing to be able to answer livability for our residents? And I'm really happy to report that both my leadership team and the city council, when we talk about projects, when we're going through the budget, that it's, and we're looking at the citizen survey, it's all about livability. How can we make Kingman a better place for people to live, play, and work?
Cool.
And yeah, it's fun to be part of, and the community really is.
And watch the growth and everything.
Yeah, yeah. The community really is changing. The interchanges, I think,
right.
you'll see a whole different aspect to Kingman.
And new businesses.
A lot of new businesses.
Yeah, that's going to open it wide up.
Yep.
And your phone will be ringing.
Yeah. It already rings.
Yeah. But that's a good thing. Those are good phone calls when you get that call that says, hey, I'm thinking about coming to Kingman and building this or that.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll get you done.
Yeah.
Economic development.
Yeah. Yeah. My ED team, again, I know we kind of started off with it, but my ED team is just hopping.
Good.
So trying to find, you know, obviously part of that's retaining businesses.
Right.
And attracting as well. So we want to see our businesses grow.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming down
and
sweating and joining us in the studio and communicating with the public out there. If they have questions, they can call you in your office?
Absolutely. Anytime. Or email.
Email? So, okay. Yep. What's the office number?
928-753-8100.
Okay. And email?
rfoggin@cityofkingman.gov.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And have a safe ride going back up the hill.
Appreciate the invite.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. We'll see you back in, how about 23 hours. Have a great day. Paul Lavoie's next, and then Sean Hannity.
KNTR Talk, AJJJ, HD2, Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3. The voice of the free.